The Bible says in verse number 18, the wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. Meaning there's a guaranteed reward for those who sow righteousness. There's no doubt that when we serve God, our labor is never in vain. There's always going to be a reward for that. The Bible tells us in verse 25, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Verse 30, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. Flip over to chapter 26, if you would, there in Proverbs. The Bible is telling us over and over again that there's a guaranteed reward for serving God. There's a guaranteed reward for winning souls. There's a guaranteed reward for sowing righteousness and for watering and for reaping. There is a guarantee that you will be blessed for that. You're never going to regret it and say, you know, oh, I wasted my time serving God. I wasted my life. No, there's a sure reward for those that sow, for those that water, and for those that reap, those who win souls. Look at Proverbs 26, verse 10. It says, the great God that formed all things both rewardeth the fool and rewardeth transgressors. So the Bible told us in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 31, there's a good reward for those who do good, and then there's a evil reward for those who do evil. Both the wicked and the just are going to be rewarded even in this earth. But if you would flip over to Mark chapter number 10 in the New Testament, one of the things that I want to focus on this morning is the fact that we are rewarded for serving God in two different ways. Number one, we're actually rewarded in this lifetime. On this earth, there's a reward that we get right here for serving God, even before we die. And then, of course, secondly, when we go to heaven, we're going to be rewarded based on our works. Jesus Christ talks about how when he returns, his reward will be with him to give every man according as his work shall be. So there are two different aspects to our reward. There's the rewards that we get in our life right now, and then there are the rewards that we get after we die, when we go to heaven, and so forth. Look at Mark chapter number 10, verse 28. The Bible reads, then Peter began to say unto him, lo, we have left all and have followed thee. And if you get the context of this from the other gospels, he's basically saying, you know, so what do we get? We've given up everything and followed you. What reward are we going to have for that? It says in verse 29, and Jesus answered and said, verily I say unto you, there is no man that hath left house or brethren or sisters or father or mother or wife or children or lands for my sake and the gospel's, but he shall receive a hundredfold. And here's the key that I want you to see, the next few words. Now in this time. Now, is this just saying, hey, all the rewards are in heaven? Everything's after you die. Is that what it says? No, it says he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time.